Stitchens. Yeah.
Yes. Consider, you get that? We're looking at the parts of the cell, and they're going to be moved. And then ring two is...
With much wind. They're going to be moved with much wind.
Yeah, so what are the ring two, Sasha? Is that some things protecting the gases, and or what? What are these four beasts and the fifth thing doing?
Sorry, Bob. I was just eating.
You what? You're getting sick?
She's laughing because she's gotten the...
Oh, you're eating.
She's laughing because she's got the vapors.
Yeah. So, Sue, what is the second ring, Sue?
You mean the star?
No, it's not the star, no. It's the...
You mean the M-S-N?
Yeah. And what are they? They're the lamb, the lion, the man, the eagle, and the calf, right? Eating their beasts. What is the role of the beasts in relation to the gases?
That's a degree of separation question. You don't have to answer that if you don't want to, darling.
Yeah, I said what? But we're trying to figure out, because, you know, in ring three... is the angels holding back the wind. So what is ring two in between that? Do you know, Sasha, if you finished eating?
Yes, it's the lamb, the lion, the man, and the eagle.
What do they represent?
Your four bodies.
Is that right, Naya? Right.
Sure.
That's casual, Ion. Sure, whatever.
There's five.
Yeah, there are five, but there are five bodies.
No.
Lamb, lion, eagle, and...
Calf.
Man.
Calf?
Man, calf, yeah. You see it on her notes. Lamb, lion, man, eagle, calf. Or ox.
Because remember, Ezekiel gives one version and Revelation gives another. Remember?
Right. And it say they represent elements. Oh, yeah, the chemical elements. So these are other aspects of the constituents of the winds or gases. But we on the wind level, what would they be? You could say the four bodies, but you got the terrible crystals there. You know what I mean? Like what, really to be precise, what are they? We now know that the ring one is the gases and winds. Ring two is these five things. What are, they're chemicals, but are they only chemicals, Sasha? They seem to be the constituents of the gases.
The Socratic method at work.
Hey, Killen, the Socratic method.
Badly.
Hey, Killen. So these are the constituents.
No wonder all those damn universities that Bob audited the classes of all.
Hey, Killen, I get it.
No wonder they closed. Bob.
Yeah, Bob,
they
love them.
You know what they are? They're the constituents of the
gases.
These are the constituents of the gases, right?
Yeah.
Right, so you got the first two rings is showing what the angels are holding back.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay, that's a clear way to look at it. There's two rings describing the constituents of the winds and gases and elements that the third ring is holding back. You getting that, Sue?
But I thought this was ring two.
Yeah, it is ring two.
Okay, you said the third ring was...
Yeah, now the... we're coming up to ring two, which is defined, according to Sasha's notes, as the circle of names are four angels holding back the winds. And the winds are the first and second rings. They're also gases. But you've got the four winds, and then you got the chemical constituents of them. I was trying to figure out what's the difference between ring one and two. Well, there are two aspects of describing the winds. Do you agree with this, Ion, or are we off on that?
He won't even tell us. We don't even know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, he doesn't even know what they're fucking talking about. Jesus.
We went, how many hours is it?
We're going with the
winds are being held in a ring, not, there's four winds, correct?
Yeah, and they're being held by ring three.
Yeah, but Bob, the difference between ring one and ring two is that in ring one, they're gases, and in ring two, they're elements.
Okay, so you don't make ring one elements.
Well, they're not, because it's, well, I guess.
But we do have in our notes neon, argon, krypton, and xenon.
No, I retract that. They are.
You retract what?
No, I retract that because there's neon, argon, are.
You're saying there are gases
krypton.
There. And
they're elements.
Yeah, whatever. They're in there in ring one. And ion went with your. You said they're gases, and two is the elements. But if you look at our notes, they're mixed up. They're both elements and gases are in the two rings, right? That's what our notes say.
Yeah, but it doesn't say. It says each beast also represents an element. So it's not saying that there's a differentiation between gases and elements. They are in both. But each beast represents a specific element.
So you're looking.
M, the lion is hydrogen. The man is carbon. The eagle is helium, and the calf is nitrogen.
Is that's not in the notes, is it?
I don't see that.
The lamb calf.
What is the lamb?
Zed.
What is the lamb?
The lamb is copper. Is Z. The M is the lion, which is hydrogen. The S is man, which is carbon.
Wait. Oh, gosh, I'm not getting that.
You said Z. Yeah.
They're in
carbon.
The
ring two.
In the pentagram, in the those spaces, if you look at
the eagle is which letter? Helium?
The eagle.
Don't you see it in your notes, Sue? It's N.
N.
See N, Sue, in ring two,
okay.
Fourth line?
And the lamb is C?
The
Z.
Calf. It's a calf. The lamb is Z, and the calf is C.
And Z stands for copper.
Represent?
Z stands for copper.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what does C stand for with the calf?
Nitrogen.
And the lion is what?
HYD. You see how it's written? M slash lion slash hydrogen. You see, it's right there in your notes. S, man, carbon. N, eagle, helium. C, calf, nitrogen. C stands for nitrogen. You see that in your notes?
Well, I can't find my notes with that, so I'm just.
Okay,
you're saying, Bob.
No, you need it. You need a note. Where's Sasha's notes? You got it last week. Just click on your file, the email, and look at it, because we're going by that. That's what we're working our way through, so you have to see.
Last week?
Two weeks ago.
All right. So you can continue.
You're not going to find them.
I'll find them, but continue, please. Yeah.
Well, it's all written right straight there. We don't need to repeat it, but we're trying to figure out what's the difference between ring one and ring two, so it helps. Barbara, do you have the notes?
No, not in front of me, because they're upstairs and my boyfriend's sleeping, so I had to come downstairs.
Well, let Sasha just fucking email him again to you. It just takes a second, right, Sasha?
Yeah. Why are you trying to find the difference between ring one and ring two, though, Bob?
Because I'm not sure what they are, what the difference is. You're saying they're elements in the ring two.
Well, no, I'm just wondering, you've got the cross in the middle, and that's... It says in the notes, the cross is me on the throne. It's chromosome 14. It's not a ring. I'll forget the looping aspect.
Yeah, forget the looping
now. Each syllable is a wind / gas. The four winds are the chemical gases, and they spoke about the four winds in Revelation.
So the winds are neon, argon, krypton, and xenon, if they're noble gases. So
right.
Ring
and
one is the gases.
Yeah, and then all of the empty spaces of the ionosphere.
Right.
The instability of the winds is the extra electrons, and that's where I had my epiphany last week, but no one was epiphanizing with me.
Yeah, what was your epiphany? What was it?
Just about the that
the electron, the role of the electron.
The electrons in regard to what we've
been so about. you're not going to send them the notes.
I will, but I was just going through that. The extra electrons change everything, and one arm on the cross is longer. So ring one's essentially about the ionosphere and the
gases. Do you see how it mixes up? See, that's what was confusing. We got a description of the one arm on the chromosome 14 under ring one. It should not be under ring one. See, I was wondering, well, the cross is part of ring one. It isn't. See, it's sloppy. This is what Gene and I were talking about the other day. It's sloppy the way the notes are. There should be nothing about the cross under the words ring one.
When did Gina join the conversation?
Ginny, whatever. It was Ginny. So ring two is the elements, and then also the four bodies. And those are what's held back, Sue, and Steve, and Legend, and Sheldon, and...
Actually, no, the rings, it's not screwed up. I just have to move that because it says crosses me on the throne. Crosses chromosome 14, not a ring. I will remove that permanently from the notes, Bob.
Yes.
Never have to deal with this issue ever again.
Well, thank you.
It's now an honor.
Until I forget.
Until the next time, it'll be fresh and new all over again. Carolyn, did we do something on the Revelations? Well,
okay.
You're talking ridiculous words. I don't know what they're talking about.
So you've got ring three. So while I'm talking and holding four, send them the notes again.
Yeah.
I think it's quite easy. You just take the six fucking emails, stick it in that fucking send button, and then you just send it forward, you know.
It's already done.
Well,
Bob,
so Sue and them. They're probably not even on their same computer, so they'll say, oh,
right,
my computer's upstairs.
Well, Bob, why don't you send it?
My husband's fucking the other computer. I can't
do
get
it. Have, if you want them to have it, why don't you send it to them, Bob?
Because Sash is fast. She's fast.
Well, you're not.
It's delegated. So ring three, circle
delegated.
Of names.
I'm not your secretary, Bob. I'm already Brian's on occasion. I'm not going to take up the role of yours either.
Well, what did you say about Brian?
I'm not going to be your secretary, too.
Yeah, no, I know. That's okay. I'll back off. You did your last act. You're laid off now.
Ring three is five names.
He just called you Ginny, too.
Yeah, if I say, hey, Sue, don't assume I'm addressing you, Mrs. Bone.
Okay.
It could be anybody. Okay, so you got these five names. Are you looking at the emails, Barbara and Sue?
Yep, yeah, I'm going to go get my computer.
Uh-oh, it didn't help. Okay, so you got the five names, and they're holding back. So then you got four is the seven thunders. I'm sort of trying to get the four winds are released, ring four shows the effect. You get the new heart, new body, new mind, no mind. And then ring five.
I've got a note there that says, actually, Ion, I've got a note there that hasn't been resolved. It says, new heart, new body, no mind, new name. So should this be in five? Should that be in ring five or in ring four?
Okay, say the first part again so you can make sure you know what Bob's not knowing.
New heart.
I've got a note here that says new heart, new body, no mind, new name. Should that be in ring five or in ring four?
Those effects.
The effects should be outside of ring four.
Okay.
Outside of ring four, so between ring four and ring five, not
right.
Within ring four. Okay.
Well, not in ring five. Not in ring five.
No, between them, yeah.
So that would be the empty space?
In the ionosphere.
In the ionosphere, Ion?
Just as it's laid out in the chart.
Well, we got empty spaces.
Well, that's the point.
Are you saying that the new effect should be in the ionosphere, which is the empty spaces in ring four?
Yes.
Very good. And then you get the effects on the RNA and DNA. See, that crystallizes it. you've got the first four rings, actually the first three rings, then the winds are released, and you're getting effects in ring four, five, and six.
Well, that's what Steve is talking about. He's got it. He's starting to feel it. He's starting to notice it, but he's wanting to know when does he get it.
Well, he's inside the seventh ring in the Escher, spiraling above.
We understand, but he'll have little glimpses of it as it's becoming.
Glimpses of what?
Ascension.
The seventh ring?
Ascension.
So you get, actually, you get this, Sue and Barbara and everybody, you're getting this, we can crystallize that the first three rings and four, so take the first three rings are the containing of the winds, and they get released, that structure, the gases and the elements, by the angels and the five beasts and all that. The five beasts are protecting.
And if purple has to blow up for that to be validated for you, so be
right.
It.
And then you get that, you begin to talk about newness in the fourth ring with the new heart, new body. You get the new DNA and the new blood. And then the sixth ring, you get the new RNA, or vice versa.
Then you can sing the Vestal Goodman song, I'll have a new body, I'll have a new life.
Right. So the change, the transformation is shown in the first six rings.
Stone in weakness, raised in power.
Doesn't that make it?
To live in paradise.
Yeah, doesn't that make it clear for you, Sasha, what we've gone through?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's clear. One, two, and three are the structure that's going to change when you use the phrase the winds are released. And the thunders are blessings. They're sort of effects of the situation. So I'm looking at four, five, and six as effects of what happens in the first three when the first three change, the structure of the first three. You getting this, Sue?
Yeah.
So the first three gives you the structure, and then there's the changes and the effects in four, five, and six. And then the larger effect is in the Asher, which then is going to move you into the outer world in 8, 9, 10.
Hmm.
All right, so for me, I've gotten a clear situation on this.
And the crowd erupts with
relation. Because if Bob gets it, we can all get it. So Sasha, what do you think's going on in ring seven? This Asher, what do you think of this mirrors and loops and the I am and the 30 airs and the 12 gates and the foundations? A lot in the ring seven there,
and
Sasha.
Don't forget the booger pickers.
Oh, I'll put those down in my notes.
Yeah.
Oh, but if I put down booger pickers, don't pick on me next time because
no.
You'll be like, what the fuck's a booger picker?
Yeah, who put them there? Yeah, who did
yeah.
that?
But ring seven is it's like I see it as...
It's a kind of completion. It's a kind of completion because you get to the 30 years of 12 gates, 12 foundations. You've built the temple. You've become I am. That would make sense because the first three got changed through RNA drops and other things, and then you got the what is change in 4, 5, and 6, the RNA and the DNA, and then you're pretty ascending in the seventh ring. Then you got to deal with the others. That's ring 8 and 9. That's the Outer Kingdom.
Excuse me.
Hello.
Hello.
You know that, Barbara? Do you know what that means, a sneeze?
What?
That a ghost walked through you.
Ooh.
Yeah. You'll hear that on the show whenever.
Oh, and here's another little thing, that your heart stops beating when you sneeze. You can't leave your eyes open. It's impossible. And your heart actually stops the second you sneeze.
Does that give a window for a ghost to go through when the heart stops?
It does.
Aha! Now that might relate to the action of the seventh gate and this thing that's opened and closes. Could that relate, Karen? I am?
Fine.
The ghost going through you when you sneak because you've shut things down. Some kind of shutting down is part of the Escher. So you get that, you get this, Sasha. You become realized in the seventh ring. You really, really have getting into your I am-ness. And then there's the outer effects in the world you allow yourself to notice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see it like if I was to visualize it, I'm You know, if you're in some crazy 3D matrix model or whatever, it would be the most impressive part. It would, I can imagine it as sounds and is would be one of those sort of like complex things to get through or get past. It would be some kind
yeah.
of a...
It's the contrast. When you ascend, you get more contrast. You're better able to handle it. So the rings 8, 9, 10, 11 have a lot of represent the seven realms of heaven, the higher emotions dealing with the contrast. There's a lot of relating to contrast in the second session, 8 to 13.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense. Because remember, a lot of Book of Revelations is angels causing wars all over the place among the little men. Like Occupy Wall Street, like a little man scene. One of the realms of heaven, Sue, is what it's called. There's six or seven realms of heaven where in the Book of Revelations there's lots of fighting among groups of men. And that's little men trying to resolve or figure out a new government or a new this or that. And the ascendant person is walking among it, not engaging it. You get that, Sue?
I'm not quite sure what the whole Wall Street thing is. Is it just like the madness? I'm mad and I'm not taking it anymore. And everybody's throwing their TV sets out of the window and they're just descending on Wall Street with their chip bodies.
This is
totally ineffectual and they're just screaming and yelling. Is that?
Do you remember in Revelations this description of the seven realms of heaven? Do you remember that?
Yes.
And what were the realms of heaven? There were social scenes and wars going on. And they were all, and angels would address each one of them. And John was looking at these different battles. That was little man trying to have revolutions and create a new order. Occupy Wall Street is an expression of that. They're running around looking for an external thing to beat up and take over.
Uh-huh.
Social turmoil is a realm of heaven.
Okay.
So you're going to get that in the second set of seven rings.
Okay.
And you get the empires. That's when you confront the empires.
Okay.
And what else was in there? Ring 10, the effects of the printing press. Ring 11, the medieval iconography of a secret society as the empires. Ring 12 was the mathematics. Ring 12 kind of gets back into the sine and cosine frequencies of your cells. Then 13 is the tribes of Israel. You get that? Get that, Sasha?
Yeah.
And the elders. So yeah. So ring 12 starts to go back into the chemical level again, slightly. There's still the group level. It gets mixed up as it heads towards ring 14, which flips back to chromosome 14. Loops back. So we've been through this a few times, and crystallizing what the difference between the first six rings are with the rings 8 to 13. Because you remember the higher emotions is someone, if you remember, if you go back to the notes of ring, where was that? Ring 8. The practical aspects of you, the social zone. You see that in the notes?
Mm-hmm.
So you're beginning. You're quite ascended in by ring 7. Then you got to deal with your own social identity, what you are, the practical aspects of yourself. And they were the me, the you, the age, the kneel, the adorn, stem cell. Seven crosses are markers of delineation, social delineation. While your RNA is changing your DNA, then you get the seven higher emotions in ring 9. Okay. Thanks for running through with me again.
That was a fast run through. Good.
Yeah?
Good.
Yeah, I think...
Hey, we resemble that remark.
So it's interesting. You have the interplay between your inner chemistry and the outer social world, and the seventh ring, the Asher is in the middle. It's somehow consolidating the relationship of yourself with the outer, and it shifts how much outer. Do you need a temple, or do you just develop your own body? Is your body your temple?
We were talking about the torsion field, and that for me made a lot of sense, because that essentially means that you're establishing the frequency of what will come, you'll allow in, and what you won't within that ring.
Do you see a lot of that in Ring 7? Is the torsion field, it looks like a vortex.
That's what I was saying, that would be closest to representing within the diagram.
All right, so that sums up a lot of what we talked about. Okay, well, I'm ready to relax on the issue and allow Ian to leave us.
Yeah.
That actually makes perfect sense mathematically too, Bob, because it's like right in the middle.
Yeah. It's like the heart. I like this image of the lamb, the heart, the pounding heart, the inner chemistry of the blood, and then the social ramifications of your pulsing heart.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've added the ion. Is it okay to project the pulsing heart? You said that's a subset of the seventh ring.
Yeah, it's good because it works. Now, don't get stuck with it because it'll move and shift.
Yeah.
But what you develop so far, it becomes an actually pretty good working analogous repose until you can apply the eight bodies. It's okay.
Yeah, and Sheila's made it red, like blood going through the Escher section.
You don't mean it.
Right.
Good.
What?
Sasha.
What about Sasha?
You said Sheila.
Oh, didn't you? Didn't I thought Sheila made this color. It's called Sheila's colored chart.
No, I colored it.
Oh, okay. Sheila didn't have anything to do with it. So Sasha did it.
Sheila did color one, but it was on the wrong chart.
Oh, right. So you did this. You picked the blood. Very good.
Mm.
Sasha's a pat in the head from Bob.
No.
Beautiful chart.
What, Sue?
What was funny about that, Sue, was that when it was last Wednesday, I was in bed because I wasn't feeling well. And I was listening to Cashflow, and I thought, what bloody hell am I going to do? I never ever lie in bed. So I thought, I'll color the chart. And then when I went down and got my pencils and colored them, and then we came on to rewrite, and you said, you have a colored chart, right, Sasha? And I was like, yep.
Yeah, you just finished it.
Like, you just expected that I'd done it, and I had. It was funny.
So what was I thinking of? I was thinking of Sheila's chart?
Yeah, Sheila colored one, but she colored the incorrect one where the ring 14 isn't defined, and you can't see 13 and 14.
Right.
No, where there's no, like, thick black line, and it's also the perfect circle.
That's in Sheila's.
That's Sheila's, yeah, is that one.
Maybe this one I'm looking at is Sheila's, and I don't have yours. Where would I see yours?
If you can see the mine squished, and it's got the thick black line on the outside.
Oh, I see. She didn't have the thick line. And you've got the little numbers,
no.
5, 6, and
yeah.
7. That's yours.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
yeah.
So I misnamed it. But the, well, why are we going to this chart, and what was Ion just saying? Well, this is okay for a while. Just the blood, red blood.
You were wrapping up, Bob.
Yeah, we were wrapping up.
Needs to go.
It's 2 o'clock. I got to go to bed.
Right. You got to go to work tomorrow.
Good tomorrow, Sue. Have fun in Copenhagen. Yay!
I know what Sue does. She walks around, handing out napkins, and she's thinking about all this stuff. And she says, I can't even tell these people if they can see what I was thinking about. She's worried about the seventh ring and the Escher and all these crazy thoughts are going through her. She hands out the little drinky drinks. Right, Sue?
Just looking at everybody, see who's glowing.
Yeah. Seeing your potential customers for Ion.
see who's got the torsion field blooming.
Yeah. How do you spell
torsion? Do you have friends
field?
In Copenhagen, sir?
T-O-R-S-I-O-N.
I have, how do you spell torsion?
T-O-R-S-I-O-N. It's got ion in it. T-O-R-S-I-O-N.
S-I-O-N, okay.
Yeah, Tor is ion. Toronto is Scion. You said something, Barbara?
I was just spelling it the same way.
Right.
T-O-R-S-I-O-N.
Toss ion.
Yeah, toss ion. So Sheldon brought in the horse sense and the torsions, and it led to this, the beating of the blood.
And the magnetism.
Right, the magnetism versus the fricassee. Remember, you got to say fricassee, F-R-I-C-A-S-S-E, not no N in there.
I thought
there.
It was fricassee.
You're right, it's fricassee, but no N, not frequency. It's fricassee.
Fricassee.
I-E?
Yeah, I think the food thing is F-R-I-C-A-S-S-E, something like that.
Yeah.
Frequency, like freak.
Yeah, F-R-E-A-K is how you pronounce F-R-I in the food. And then Cassie, Cassie is C-A-S-S-E or C-A-S-S-I or something. But we're making it Cassie.
E-S-S-I-E or E-S-I-E?
Okay, F-R-E-A-K.
Yeah.
E-S-I-E, freak. Frika, maybe A-S-I-E. A-S-I-E, A-C.
Frequency.
You don't put the word N in C. It's not frequency. It's fricasse. And I think the French word is F-R-I-C-A-S-S-E. Maybe I'll even look it up.
Fricasse,
I thought it was F-R-I-C.
Yeah.
A-S-S-E, if I put that in. Fricassee, two S's and two E's. A term, catch-all term, describe a stewed dish typically made with poultry, but other types of white. Other types of white meat can be substituted. Okay, so that's F-R-I-C-A-S-S-E-E. That's what Ion's punning on. Fricassee.
You know, one of the reasons I loved Copenhagen so much is I was flying there for 2 and 3 day layovers when I first started doing the Revelation series. So I would just put my little iPod on and go out and walk all over the city for like 7, 8, 9 hours just listening to Revelation series.
So you associate, it's like that's the environment of you really getting into good ion. That's the atmosphere. So you like that atmosphere for that memory.
Yeah.
So what do you make of this, Steve? Gil, want to say anything, Steve?
Oh, listen, I got you on mute. I just got some other people here in the house.
Oh, okay. You gotta get more immobile privacy so you can get more involved with us, Steve. You can't be driving around doing errands and fucking your mistress and all this shit. You gotta stay with us.
I understand. I am. I'm here.
No, you're not. You're flipping out and you've got guests, you know. I'm just saying you're not. Maybe your personality can't do that. You can't get focused and just stay in a little cell and be with us.
I have. I've been sitting in my car and sitting behind a computer. I'm with you.
Okay, but then you were just talking about some people at your home.
I had an appointment at 9:30, man. I got to keep the appointment.
Okay. Yep. Well, very good.
Are we going to go over the keys of the angels?
No, we're finished for tonight. We'll do that next time.
Okay.
That'll be in 2 weeks. Next week, I'm thinking of having a mosh pit with Ion. Remember I mentioned on the show? People can come in and bash Carol and Bob and Ion and JW. It's all negativity. Just, you failed to do this. You're a fucking liar. We want that kind of topic.
Oh, Bob, did we have to do that?
Yeah.
Thanks, God.
Well, what do you mean? You want light and bullshit, positive, nothing that gets nowhere? We want people to express their guts.
We express our guts. It doesn't have to be through that negativity.
Oh, see, it ain't negativity. That's what, it's this wonderful contrast that'll come to you as you ascend.
That's what I'm going to call it, Contrast Festival.
Hyper-contrast.
Oh, I don't do anything. He loves it.
Yeah, but what if I don't want to do it?
You don't want to cut yourself off like that.
Maybe I do.
Maybe
I create my own reality, Bob.
No, you don't. Didn't you hear I am? Nobody creates their own reality anymore.
Gods do.
Yeah.
God,
yeah. I don't hear any gods around here.
Whatever.
If I can keep Air Canada flying, then I can do anything.
Well, apparently. So you can handle all that, quote, negativity. It'll be so hilarious.
But I don't want to.
Well, that's silly. Why have any wants? Why be particular?
Like a roast.
Yeah, like a roast. I just hope we get some of these people who aren't part of anything. You know, they're just the mentors and the ION guy and these guys coming in.
Why are you inviting
all of these people that are not part of Rewrite into Rewrite?
Because it's not Rewrite.
No, it's not Rewrite.
It's a celebration of the two. This is not Rewrite. This is next week. Rewrite's in 2 weeks.
It'll be different phone number.
Next week.
Okay, so you're not talking about our Rewrite scenario.
No. I'm talking about we had a Christmas party, and next week we're celebrating. We're celebrating.
No,
you never
showed up for the Christmas party.
That's right. Well, maybe you won't show up for this party either.
I can decide to decline the invitation if I wish.
No, don't. I'm telling you, it's going to be a two-year celebration of cash flow, which is a public free-for-all, and we have people come in, and they complain about us, and we come up with interesting answers. So, yeah, we'll be there.
Send out the invite to ASA Scott and some...
To everybody, to all the assholes, to Lynette. Let's hope a Lynette comes in and starts to complain. It'd be just interesting to hear people express what they think they're not getting.
So you're going to create this so that you can invite all the assholes in to contribute?
No, you don't have to be an asshole. You can come on and express your frustrations. The parts that you think you're not getting. Anyways, I shouldn't have brought it up. I'm just going to announce it next week, and everybody they'll just rush over.
You already brought it up on cash flow.
What'd you say, Sasha?
You already brought it up on cash flow.
Yeah, it was mentioned too in the House Gaga's thing. That's right. It was on. Did you like the House Gaga talk?
Yeah, that was great.
So you're part of the House Gagas now, Bob?
Just that one. No, just that one. It's actually a very long session, so it'll be on for many excerpts from it. Like three. We're going to get three sessions out of it. But yeah, no, I just was part of it. And
you were the pool boy they invited in, right?
Yeah. I was a pool boy, right?
Yeah. Well, good night, everybody. I've got to go to bed so I can go to Copenhagen tomorrow. Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, Sue, and I'll be charging you $100. You're okay with that?
Yeah, and you know, Bob, you might want to get in touch with me because they just changed my credit card number.
Okay.
So I can give you the new one.
Well, what time do you leave tomorrow?
I'm sure it'll go through anyway.
Okay, no, we can do it next week.
I don't think it'll be any hassle. They just changed it, so.
Yeah, but if it we can do it next week. I can hold off. There's not a rush to do it.
Okay. Okay.
Well, thanks for contributing.
Bye, Sue. Have fun in Copenhagen.
Yeah, I'll be thinking of you guys. Bye-bye.
We'll be seeing you in the news. Okay.
Bye.
So we should have Ion. Yeah. Let him come out of his jar, his little jar, his bars. Okay, Ion, thank you very much. It was very instructive what you presented tonight.
Thank you, Ion.
He went away, maybe. Ion, burst in. I guess JW went to sleep, maybe.
Hour and 15 minutes past what he wanted to do.
Yeah, we went maybe too long. I don't know. We did. Usually we put up with it. Just want to thank everybody. You did a good job tonight.
Okay.
Very pleasurable interacting with you intellectually.
Okay, good.
Now, we can hang around Gossip Barber if you want to.
for a minute or two.
No, you got to go longer than that. Anyway, so are you going to hang around, Sasha, or is that it?
Yeah, no, I'll hang around for a little bit longer.
Yeah, JW will probably come in later.
I was just looking at this, that email that Jenny sent out. It's the, what's it called? Physics and electromagnetism, the domain theory of magnetism.
Did she just do this?
No, when did she send that email? A couple of days ago, maybe? No, 9th of October?
Hmm.
She didn't send it to you. I will forward it to you.
Okay.
I'll send it to Barbara, too.
You know what maybe we should do is hang up from this, and it'll stop the recording, and we can meet at 87, you know, the regular number, 87-1606.
Wait, what is it?
It's 712-432-1600, and then you go to 871-606, pound key, Sheldon, Steve, whoever wants to join up.
The tailgate number, Bob?
616.
No, it's not tailgate. It's a private session number.
Oh, I don't know. What's the number?
You actually have a session tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah, what time is it at?
You're at 10:30, which would be 1:30 your time.
Okay.
1:30 Pacific Standard Time. So that number you're going to go to is 712-432-1600, you know that, and then it's 871-606, pound key. 871-606. So we could go there now, disconnect this number, and see what happens.
Okay.
All right? Okay, I'll see you there in a minute.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Night. Thanks, Sheldon. Thanks, Steve. Okay. Okay, that was the end of rewrite number 38, October 12th, 2011. Unmute everybody.
All participants are now unmuted.
I think we reviewed, I don't know, that was a good review, but I think we did some of it before, but it was probably good to do it again, of the rings. And you guys are getting all the secret information that others paid hundreds for, getting it for free, right here.
Thanks.
I like this game of words. I am mixed with the fricasse and the frequency.
Right,
because
right.
It's like the frequency is food, too.
Right. Now, I want to go to 349. Listen to this. I don't know if it's the first time, but at 349, he says, 349.55. I'm just guessing where it is. We'll try here.
Sums up a lot of what we talked about. Okay, well, I'm ready to relax on the issue and allow Ian to leave us.
Yeah.
It actually makes perfect sense mathematically, too, Bob, because it's, like, right in the middle.
Yeah. It's like the heart. I like this image of the lamb, the heart, the pounding heart. The inner chemistry of the blood, and then the social ramifications of your pulsing heart.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've added the ion. Is it okay to project the pulsing heart? You said that's a subset of the seventh ring.
Yeah, it's good because it works. Now, don't get stuck with it because it'll move and shift.
Yeah.
But what you develop so far, it becomes an actually pretty good working analogous repose. Until you can apply the eight bodies. It's okay.
Yeah, and Sheila's made it red, like blood going through the Escher section.
You don't mean it.
Right. What?
Sasha.
What about Sasha?
You said Sheila.